An international relations expert, Dr. Kenna Hosu, has blamed the African media for the atrocities that migrants face in Europe and the developed world. He said if African media were to be painting the right picture of the hazards fellow Africans are facing in the developed world, majority of African youths would be deterred from traveling to such countries in search of greener pastures. He said the lack of knowledge about the real situation in Europe contributes to the urge of the youth to travel there despite the dangers entailed.
Sometimes people find it difficult to remain in the situation in which they are. Since 1964, when the Africans euphorically gained independence, and the hope was that the black man is finally free and our resources will be used to develop our countries. Unfortunately, this happiness or the joy that attended our independence has turned into a form of mirage. There are several reasons that are responsible for one, the problem in which Africans find themselves, the lack of development, the lack of jobs. To a large extent, this is an international phenomenon. But then the ability of Africans to manage the unemployment challenges, falling living standards, and all sorts of things have forced many Africans to make very hazardous journeys through the desert, sometimes at their own peril. Some die of thirst, and we have seen just yesterday whereby over 700 Africans again were drawn on their way to Europe. So the problem is that how can the African develop? How can the African remain at home? How can the African think about what the future and the plans that we can have for ourselves and make Africa attractive for our citizens, our youth in particular, so that they would avoid this type of hazardous journeys? This is the million-dollar question that is facing every African.
When you look at all the hazards that you're talking about, we see them on the television and in the papers. If you are saying that because of unemployment or because of juicy attractions from the international community, that is why people are going. Are we saying that those who are in their individual countries like you and myself here, we don't have that ambition or we don't want to have a rosy life? Can't people be content with what they have?
We have globalization at the moment, and the pictures that we show on our televisions of Europe, the type of lifestyle, the fast cars, what people see on television, they do not see homeless people on the streets of London. They don't see homeless people on the streets of New York. They don't see homeless people in major cities in Europe, and that sometimes their conditions are worse off than people living in Africa. So largely, it is the globalization, the information technology, and people seeing only good things about developed countries that is one attracting them. Then secondly, there are a lot of Africans who have traveled to Europe in the past and have come back and made a good money, built houses, live in very good houses, and drive very fashionable cars. Whether they've taken loans and come back to do these things, or probably they are involved in crime and all kinds of things, most of the youth are not aware of this. So it is this picture, this mirage, that once you get to Europe, oh, whatever you do, you earn a living and that sort of thing, and the pictures are showing it. And you know, sometimes I personally blame the media in Africa, particularly TV stations. When it's a holiday in Ghana, they show films of Europe. They don't show African culture. They don't show anything that is encouraging about Africa. But always we are using soap opera from Europe and the rest to show people. So people are attracted and shown that Europe is all the glory. Europe is all the joy. Your suffering ends once you leave the shores of Ghana.
Dr. Kenna Hosu is an international relations expert.